الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله. We're busy discussing the functions, the various functions and responsibilities of the Malaika. We spoke about the Malaika in charge of the mountains. We spoke about the Malaika in charge of the blowing the ruh into the womb. And we spoke about the Malaika that say Ameen to your du'as. Here in this particular verse of the Quran, Allah talks about a group of Malaika that have been specifically dedicated. Allah says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ. For him, that means for man, there is a succession of angels, مُعَقِّبَات, a succession of angels coming one after the other. And we'll understand that later. And these angels are with him in بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ, in front of him, وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ, and behind him, يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, and who guard him, who protect him in accordance with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, each human being has guardian angels. Angels that protect us from potential harm, accidents, catastrophes, things that can go wrong, and so many things can go wrong in our lives. You know, when a person passes away, people say, how did he die? Right? The reality of the matter is, we should be asking, is how are we living? How are we living? There's so many dangers. You know, think about cars going so close to each other on the road. Something can go wrong, and it could be so disastrous. There's so many dangers the minute we walk out from here. So how are we living? Are we living in safety because each one of us have malaika, a succession of angels that actually are with us, never leave us, and their function is to protect us. So a hadith of narrated by Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that we know that the duty of these guardian angels, so the one function of these angels is to protect you. The other function of the angels, he says, is not limited to protecting human beings from worldly discomfort and hardships only. Instead, they also try to discourage you from committing sin, and to the best of their ability, they inspire you, they whisper to you to do good. So there are threefold function of this band of guardian angels. The one function of these angels is to protect you from hardship. The second function of these angels is to discourage you when shaitan whispers in your heart and tells you, do this, say that, etc. They discourage you. You know what we call conscience. And the third is they inspire you. They whisper, like shaitan whispers into your heart to do wrong. They whisper into us. They motivate us to do good. So he says, they would go on infusing in their hearts the urge to do good and to fear Allah. That's the function of these angels. So they have a threefold function. And Mujahid says that there is no person who does not have an angel appointed to protect him when he is asleep, when he is awake. And what do they protect you from? They protect you firstly from the jinnat. if these angels were not with us, the jinnat would have run havoc with us. They would have troubled us. So these angels, mu'aqibat, the succession of angels that come, firstly, they protect us from jinn, they protect us from fellow men, they protect us from wild beasts, poisonous insects, etc. And there is nothing that comes to him, but the angels tell it to clear off. So if the jinns come, they want to trouble you, these band of angels actually tell them, go away, we're here to defend this person, we're here to protect this person, go away, you cannot do anything. So in short, the angels keep protecting human beings against unwelcome incidents or happenings, whether we are asleep or whether we are awake. These angels are with us. And a well-known tabi'i says that should this protective cordon be removed, should these angels be removed from around human beings, the jinns would make their lives very difficult. But all these protective arrangements only work up to the extent of what Allah has decreed for you. So if there's an accident decreed, and that's in the taqdeer of a person, the guardian angels are with you up to that point. And when Allah has decreed that an accident should take place, they move away. And that is when the accident takes place. Or if Allah has decreed that a certain person should be is going to harm another person, at that point, these angels move away and allow the decree of Allah to carry forward. Now, the word that is used in this verse is mu'aqibat, those that come in succession. And they refer to mu'aqibat because they change shifts. Just like the other angels change shifts, these angels also change shifts. So at the time of Fajr and Asr prayers, a new band of angels come. So from Asr till Fajr, one group of angels protect you. From Fajr till Asr again, another group of angels protect you. And the when they ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah asks them, while Allah knows best, that how did you leave my servant when you left Asr time or when you left Fajr time? What was he doing? So the angel say that we found him in Salah. When we were leaving, he was in Fajr Salah. Or when we came, he was in Asr Salah. So that is why the group of guardian angels are called the guardian the angels that are mu'aqibat, those that come in quick succession. And as I said, they would protect us. But their protection is in accordance with the taqdeer that Allah has decreed for us. Therefore, a man once came to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this man told him that a group from the tribe of the Murad want to kill you. They have this desire to actually kill you. So he came to warn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, responded to this person and said, with every man there are two angels who protect him from everything that is not decreed. So you would not come meet into an, you will not meet or experience any kind of disaster, whether it's an accident or someone murdering someone. That won't take place according to if that is not decreed, because the angels are there to protect you. So Ali radiallahu anhu says that when the decree comes, they withdraw, these angels withdraw, and do not stand between him and his decree. So Allah has protected you from murder. But if the taqdeer is that so-and-so is going to be murdered, at that point these angels move away and allow for the decree to take place. So he said, a man's decreed lifespan is his protection. He told them, my decreed lifespan is my protection. And once that decree is over, my life will end one way or the other.